Governor Cuomo's proposed legislation would establish the strongest standards and practices in the nation for protecting people with special needs and disabilities. Commissioner Courtney Blake says it defines abuse, neglect, and dangerous conduct, creates safeguards, and creates a justice center to aggressively investigate incidents of neglect and abuse.
You need to have common definitions of what abuse means. You need to have a way for people to report that abuse through a hotline that's not connected to the agency that they're receiving services from. You need to have investigations by certified investigators. You want to make sure that you have the ability to prosecute someone if they have, in fact, committed abuse. And you want to make sure that if an employee has committed abuse, that they are put on a registry so that they don't end up working either within the same system or another system and end up abusing somebody again.
Commissioner Burke says there is considerable inconsistency under current laws that would be corrected through this legislation.
There's many agencies affected: the Office of Children and Family Services, Office of Mental Health, Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse, our agency, the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. So you want to make sure that you have common standards, that you also have the ability to report, that you also have a central registry so that if somebody abuses somebody in one system, they don't end up working in another system. And then finally, I think one of the strongest pieces of the legislation to create a justice center gives new authority to an individual to prosecute these cases if they are in fact criminal.
Adirondack ARC is a chapter of NYSARC, operating in Franklin and Hamilton counties to support people with developmental disabilities. CEO Sadie Spada is optimistic that the legislation will strengthen the system.
We think it's a really good idea to make sure that the folks that are receiving services are respected and treated with dignity, and to make sure that there are processes to make sure that folks who have substantiated allegations of abuse against them are removed from the system. One of the other important things that I really liked about this legislation was the registry that will be part of this, because as a private employer, we'll know that the folks that we're hiring have not previously been found to be abusive in other situations around the state. So that's a critical component.
St. Joseph's Addiction Treatment and Recovery Center's Outpatient Services Director and Clinical Social Worker Melinda Drake works with the chronically mentally ill. She says the legislation is about keeping individuals safe.
There's no such thing as enough. You want to make sure that with everything that we do, we keep in mind that we are so lucky that we have the faculties that we have, but we have to make sure that everybody is well protected.
Sunmount Developmental Disability Services Director Stephen DeHond says an important part of the proposal are provisions that would remove the bad apples currently working in the system.
It's a no-nonsense, it's a zero-tolerance kind of message. It's critical that people understand that this is not just a job. You have someone's life in your hands, and your task is to make that life better.
The state Senate has passed the legislation, but there has been no action in the assembly. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.